Sean.
Sean?
Sean Spiller, yeah.
Yes. Good morning, Senators. My name is Sean Spiller, and I'm a science teacher in the Wayne Public Schools in Passaic County. Thank you for taking the time to hear my testimony. I am the face of someone who will be affected by the proposed bills regarding pensions and benefits. I'm here today to express my views and share my concerns about what these bills mean to me and my fellow colleagues throughout the state. As an undergraduate student at Rutgers University, I found myself inspired to teach by those around me, especially my hockey coach. He himself was a public school teacher, and he inspired those students in his classroom and also the kids that he coached. It was his inherent love for teaching that I admired most about him, the way he strove to inspire his students each and every day. After spending time with him and realizing the profound impact he had as an educator on the lives of others, I knew that I, too, wanted to follow a career in education. When I started teaching, I admit I didn't give a lot of thought to a pension. After all, I was young, just out of college, and the last thing on my mind was something that would affect me 30 years down the road. But one thing I was keenly aware of was that I did not make as much money as a lot of my peers who did not go into teaching. And while I didn't think a lot about a pension, I certainly knew that I would get one. I knew I'd have a pension and health benefits when I retired, and I knew I would not have to worry about them. Now, many of my friends from college went right into the business world and are highly successful. In fact, one of my very good friends went on to run the presidential campaign of a prominent Republican candidate, while many others worked for Goldman Sachs. Of us all, only about three of my close college friends went into teaching. With our master's degrees and beyond, each of us share the joy of impacting our youth, despite the stigmatism of a lesser profession with lower pay. I, like they, took a lot of ribbing for our decision to go into education and not strive for wealth and notoriety like many of our friends. But that's okay. In my mind, it was like the fable of the tortoise and the hare. While others around me were earning bonuses and living the high life, I was slowly and steadily building my security. I told them that I may be slower, but eventually, in the end, I would also be a winner. Imagine then my dismay at finding that my career choice, something that I take great pride in and have worked so hard for, is now suddenly the heart of a firestorm. Somehow, many of those same individuals who were making those bonuses are decrying my decision to forego instant monetary gratification another career would have brought to me. Ironic, if it were not such a tragic misrepresentation, I am now being labeled as greedy and the root of the state's problems. I simply cannot understand how something as unselfish as choosing to educate the children of this state suddenly makes me and others coming after me the problem. The problem, Senators, lies in these bills. What you are proposing in these bills will undermine the quality of teachers to come, not to mention the very profession itself. It will make future educators think twice about traveling the road less traveled. While we always hear the lip service of wanting the very best education for our children and attracting the very best teachers, how can making the profession less desirable and even less affordable be the answer? I have to say that in the last 11 years of my career, I have never lost my love for teaching. But now at this time, with the constant attacks on teachers, the thought of leaving the profession has crossed my mind. As a teacher, you're used to feeling disrespected by those who do not fully understand what you do or know its true worth. Now, however, we are being disrespected by our own state government as well. I understand you're responsible for the fiscal health of this state. I also understand that there must be shared sacrifices along the way. But teachers and educational employees have already shown our willingness to help. We have done our part. It is unfair to have teachers, both current and future ones, shoulder the responsibility for problems they did not create. I urge you to look elsewhere for the solution. Don't punish people like me who have chosen a steady path to security, and those who will do so in the future. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Sean.